You had signed the bill to allow sports wagering at Atlantic City casinos. We
yes.
heard word today that the Justice Department in Washington is now joining the sports teams in fighting that. So where does that stand now?
Well, I figured that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if in fact we're attacking a federal statute, which is what we're doing,
yeah.
we're saying that the federal statute prohibiting us from doing sports gambling is unconstitutional. The Justice Department has an obligation to stand up for the constitutionality of laws that have been passed by Congress and signed by a president, which this law was. So I'm not the least bit surprised about that. And fine, they'll get to submit a brief too. Either we're going to win or we're not. And I don't think the Justice Department's involvement is surprising, nor will it be dispositive.
Doesn't really change anything at this point.
No, it's just another brief for a judge to read.
Sandy in Aberdeen, you're on Ask the Governor with Chris Christie. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Governor Christie. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Sandy.
Thank you. You have done a wonderful job during the hurricane, and, you know, I'm just so appreciative. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
You've been a great support, you know, during the whole thing. Actually, my question is about autism research. I have a 13-year-old autistic son. My husband and I are caring for him now. My question and my worry is later on in life.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many assisted living facilities for the elderly, which I am grateful for. But I would like to know, what can we do as parents of an aging into the, you know, out of the school district and into the state system for, you know, my son? I mean, my husband and I are healthy. We're fine. We will take care of him as long as we can. But what happens if something happens to one of us? Where can he go? You know, I've had dealings with the DDD, and they're fine, but how about some assisted living facilities funded by the state for, autistic adults, mentally retarded adults? How is that going?
Sure, Sandy. You know, the issue of autism in our state has been one of the things that both Mary Pat and I have been most concerned and most focused on in the 3 years I've been governor. And it's one of the places, one of the few places where we've been increasing funding every year since I've been governor, because it's an epidemic in our state, unfortunately. We have more incidences of autism in our state than any state in the union. And here's where we're moving towards. You may see that I put a task force together along with the legislature that is examining institutionalization in our state, and that we're closing two institutions. And the commitment that I made, the closure of the two institutions, one in North Jersey, one in Central, was that we would take that money that we use to run those institutions and use it to build more group homes for the developmentally disabled, including those with autism. And that's what you're really talking about in terms of assisted living facilities. Really, for this population, it's the group home setting has really turned out to be a very successful model for folks to be on their own, have the type of oversight that they need, but also to be able to kind of live a good quality of life. Mm. And so we're going to continue to invest state money in the building of group homes. We're going to continue to invest state money in the aging out population, because I will tell you, the one thing I've consistently heard from parents of children with autism is that they don't worry about today. They worry about who's going to take care of my child when I die. And it's the same kind of thing you're expressing to me right now. And we hope to have a system being put in place now that will allow you to have some sense of comfort and a peace of mind that that there will be a place for your child to be taken care of. And that's our goal over the next number of years, and we're going to continue to devote additional funds to trying to meet that goal.
Matt in Jersey City, you're on Ask the Governor with Chris Christie. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Governor Christie.
Hey, how are you?
great. It's a true honor to get to speak to you. I respect you not only as a governor, but as a prosecutor.
Thank you.
You've done some incredible things that are going to last through generations here in New Jersey.
Thank you,
just
Matt.
A brief background on myself before I get to my question, because I think the background of myself speaks to my question. My parents bought my house, or our family house in Toms River, the month I was born. I went to high school in New Jersey, clearly went to college in New Jersey, and I've worked at two very large companies in North Jersey, which is why I live in Jersey City now. I'm 28 years old. I work in corporate finance also. So okay. the more I run the numbers on living in New Jersey, and which is buying property, having a family, paying for higher education for children, and then also paying for my own retirement, the less attractive New Jersey comes as mm-hmm. a long-term solution to live.
Yep.
So what is the plan? What is the solution to keep people like me who work, pay taxes, and play by the rules in the state?
Matt, you know, I'm going to bring you onto the campaign to help me make the argument the rest of this year. The fact is that the only way we're going to do this is to have government spend less money. If we spend less money, we can tax less money. And the biggest driver of what you're talking about are taxes in terms of the expense to live here. And that's why I proposed an income tax cut this past year, and the legislatures refused to do it. And this is the fundamental difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party in New Jersey right now. The Democratic Party believes that you're undertaxed. And the Republican Party believes that you're overtaxed. And that is the fundamental difference that you're going to see in the upcoming 9 months of this campaign. That I want to lower taxes and am willing to make the tough choices to reduce spending to do it. And look at what we've done in property taxes, Matt, in the last 2 years. The two smallest increases in property taxes in 21 years. Property taxes went up only 1.7% statewide last year. Remember, in the 10 years before I became governor, they went up 70% in 10 years. In my two full years as governor, they've gone up an average of 2%. Now, we're making a difference because, you know why? We're capping spending. We're saying you got to spend less. And on the state level, we spend less today than John Corzine spent in fiscal year 2008, 5 years later. That's the way we're going to make New Jersey more attractive, is to lower the cost of living here. And we're in the process of doing that. And we got to stick with the program, though. And what you're going to hear over the next 9 months is an argument that somehow you need more government. You need a bigger government, a more expensive government, and that they're going to get somebody else to pay for it, not you, Matt. Well, you've run the numbers, Matt, so you know that the only way we can afford all this government is for everybody to pay. And that's why it's become less affordable to live in this state. So that's the plan of the program going forward. We got onto a train going 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. We've now slowed that train down and in some respects started to move it backwards a little bit. The second term, if I'm fortunate enough to have one, will be dedicated to pushing that train back now and reducing the cost of living in this state. And I think we've laid the groundwork for that, and now we got to move forward and try to get it done.
We got a question on our live blog here from Donna. Governor, where can somebody go to get help with a mortgage issue? I've tried tons of places, made a lot of phone calls. Does your administration have a way to help?
Yeah. You can call the governor's office at 609-292-6000, right, Mike? 609-292-6000. Ask for the Office of Constituent Relations, and they'll put you in charge with someone at the Department of Banking that'll help to direct you to the right place. So 609-292-6000. Ask for constituent relations, and they'll get you in touch with someone at the Department of Banking who can help you with some of your mortgage issues.
You think in the end, in terms of this campaign, that it's going to be you and State Senator Barbara Buono, or do you think another Democrat's going to jump into the campaign?
Don't know. You know, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about who I'm going to run against, because in the end, Eric, what I really believe is that if the people of New Jersey believe that I have done what I told them I would do, that I've represented them the right way, and they feel as if I'm running a effective and efficient government, that it won't matter who I run against.
But you like a fight. I mean, you know, it's you like to have
whoever they put
you like to have the debate. I mean, know, I know you that's part of your personality.
Yeah, but whoever they put up, I'll have the debate with that person. And so whoever they put up, the debate will be there, and I'll be ready. And I'll be ready to defend my record. And also, if you want to call the Department of Banking Insurance directly, Commissioner Kobolowski has an 800 number for you.
Is that his second or third time?
800-446-7467. 800-446-7467. Call Banking Insurance directly if you want to. Cut out the middleman. But in the end, Eric, I'll have a debate with whoever they put up in front of me, because I believe we have a record worthy of defending and advocating. And I don't think there's any question. This is the statistic I cite to people all the time. The day I took office, 29% of the New Jerseyans polled felt like their state was moving in the right direction. 3 years later, with storms, hurricanes, budget cuts, tough times, 61% of New Jerseyans believe the state's moving in the right direction. That's how we feel about each other and how we've governed this state. I'm willing to take my chances in November on that record.
The ELEC disclosures came out this week detailing who's giving what. I found a curious item on your report.
Yes, sir.
Roger Staubach.
You betcha, baby.
$3,800
Captain America.
From Captain America. How much did you get from Eli Manning?
Ah, nothing yet, I don't think.
Mark Sanchez?
No, I don't think anything yet.
Rex Ryan?
Guys, it's time to pony up. Roger Staubach, once again, leading by example. Roger Staubach. I'm telling you. Now, let me just clear one thing up really quickly.
Yeah.
When I said that when Springsteen called me, I wept, I didn't really weep. I was being New Jersey sarcastic. But with Roger Staubach donating $3,800 to me, I might actually weep over that. I mean, that's the guy who, you know, he's an American hero.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great to have Roger in my corner. At the full rate.
At the top level.
At the max contribution.
That's right.
As they say in the trade, Roger maxed out to me. Roger Staubach, son of a gun.
Well, needless to say, it is going to be an interesting year, Governor. And
yes,
we're happy
to
have you back again for 2013. And we look forward to talking to you again next month.
I'm looking forward to it. I love it.
All right.
I love this night every month. Thank you all for calling in.
Thanks, Governor.
If you missed any portion of tonight's program, you can get a complete audio and video replay as well as highlights on our website. Ask the Governor is presented by the Lester Glenn Family of Dealerships.
Hi, this is Adam Kraushaar from the Lester Glenn Auto Group. We are proud to sponsor Ask the Governor. It's your chance to talk to Governor Christie directly and tell him how you feel. The chance to find out how and why decisions are made and to address issues directly. With the recent passages of the disaster relief bills by Congress, we look forward to the Jersey Shore being restored and getting desperately needed help that has been too long in coming. The Lester Glenn Auto Group is New Jersey's fastest growing and largest auto group in the state. We have been in business in Ocean County for over 57 years. In the last 5 years alone, we've grown to 10 dealerships with 8 locations and employ almost 400 people. One thing is for certain, we always remember what got us here and never take it for granted. It's where you, the customer, is treated with dignity and respect from the moment you walk in. That's what the Lester Glenn Experience is all about.
Experience the way car buying should be.
Experience Lester Glenn.
Ask the Governor is produced and coordinated by Christopher Knight. Our call coordinator is Chris Swendeman. The executive producer, Annette Petriccioni. Programming support by Eric Johnson. Join us again next month for another Ask the Governor. I'm Eric Scott, and this is the Town Square News Network.